Your dreams are bigger, bolder, and more badass than the life you're living now, but something just keeps getting in the way. Join certified coach and former therapist Diane Wingert for the Driven Woman podcast. She'll show you how to get rid of whatever is holding you back so you can stop spinning your wheels and up-level your life. Get ready to hop in and buckle up. This is the Driven Woman podcast, and we're heading for the fast lane.
Well, hello and welcome back to all my driven women. Oh man, I have so been hoping this pandemic would show signs of being over and turning our lives back to what we used to think of as normal, but unfortunately, we're not there yet. And I feel very fortunate that no one in my family has passed. We have had a couple people get COVID, but they've recovered. And since I don't have any children at home, so I'm not dealing with all the homeschooling stuff, and it's just my husband and I and our pets, and while we do have a very elderly dog, she's over 16, who needs round-the-clock care, I'm in a privileged position right now, and I do realize that. But I also realize that just because I don't have a lot of things competing for my time doesn't mean that stuff automatically gets done. I have really gotten to know myself in a whole new way during this pandemic and quarantine. And one of the things I'm really getting in touch with is just how important it is for me to decide on what I'm going to focus on and to identify what my distractions are, how I'm going to manage them. But most importantly, to get really honest with myself about things that I've said for a long time I'm going to do and they just weren't getting done. Now I have the opportunity to do them. So it gave me a chance to confront my excuse making in a whole new way. And today we are going to talk about the power of habit to be able to get us to do the things that we keep saying we're going to do, we keep getting ready to do. Maybe we've even put a lot of time and money into what we think of as planning and preparing. But today's episode is all about what's actually necessary in order to do the thing. Now, before we dive into that content, I want to share one of my most recent podcast reviews with you. This one is from Lost Zelda, who I originally met on Instagram and discovered Lost Zelda is a very creative and artistic person who has a fantastic Etsy shop you absolutely have to check out. So I'm going to link to her Instagram and her Etsy in the show notes. Here's what she has to say. Straight up, I love Diane's straightforward approach. She is uplifting and gives practical advice that is easy to digest. I love that the solo episodes are so short you can listen to them even when you're on a tight schedule. I recently took a closer look at my business because of her Unstuck episode and realized that there was something that maybe other successful people are doing, but it just wasn't working for me. I totally decided to pivot, and I feel less stressed out and excited to be going in a different direction. Thanks, Diane. Well, La Zelda, I wish you could see the little happy dance I'm doing right now, because this is exactly the intention of the Driven Woman podcast. Not everybody can work with me as a coach. Not everybody needs to work with me. The fact that you were able to listen to the Unstuck episode and use it to pivot and take some stress out of your business, I can't tell you how happy that makes me. So thank you for letting me know. And let's give La Zelda some love. Check out her Etsy shop. It's very colorful and whimsical stuff that is just super fun. So without any further ado, if there is a thing, maybe a few things, but we're just going to concentrate on one thing that you've been wanting to do, meaning to do, telling people you're going to do, planning to do, maybe even sinking a bunch of time and dough into getting ready, but it's still not happening. This episode is for you. And this one in particular is for my writers, because I work with a lot of writers. A lot of creative people are writers and want to be writers, but it's not the easiest thing to get yourself to do. So this one's for the writers. Enjoy. A lot of people say they want to write a book, and I was one of them. Actually, I've been, air quotes, planning to write a book for, I guess, about 20 years. I would tell myself, one day, I'm going to write a book, maybe even a whole series of books. When other people would hear me speaking so passionately in my area of expertise, they'd say, you should write a book. And I would always say, it's on the list, as in, you know, the bucket list. But a few years ago, I thought, no, I really need to do this. I really need to get working on that book. So I did what many people do. I started buying and reading books by writers for writers about writing. Makes sense, right? I really enjoyed them, and they did inspire me. So then I signed up for an online writing class, and it included some writing exercises, which I did and enjoyed. Eventually, I bought an online course for writers, and then another, and another. All told, I think I have about four of them at some state of completion on my laptop. But then I invested in a group coaching program for people who want to become Amazon best-selling authors, and then a software program that makes writing easier. Now I'm really doing it. Well, I showed up every 2 weeks to the group coaching calls, and I always gave amazing feedback to the other writers. I mean, I was doing all the things and buying all the things. It would appear that I was serious about becoming a writer and an author. Except that I wasn't doing the one thing that would actually make it possible, writing. You know what? That's not entirely true. Let me retract. I was writing. I really was. I was writing every day, in fact. I was writing text messages. I was writing emails. I was writing social media posts and notes on my coaching sessions. What I was not writing was the book. Not even a word, not one. I had at least two books all mapped out on post-it notes and another one completely mapped out on a cloud-based mind mapping software. I even paid designers on Fiverr to design book covers for me because I thought having those covers will inspire me to write those books. Probably you've heard that advice, right? I even went to a conference and told some of my colleagues that I was going to write a book. And some of them said, finally. I think one of them may even said, yeah, I'll believe that when I see it. Ouch. You know, maybe you're this way, but the funny thing about me is that I'm either a total procrastinator who just never seems to get around to doing the thing, or I'm a totally impulsive person that just jumps in head first off the high dive without even checking to see if there's water in the pool. Maybe you're that way too. It's like I either overthink something to the point where I completely talk myself out of it, or I don't think at all. I just do. There doesn't seem to be a whole lot of in between those two extremes for me. Anyway, back to the book thing. I finally just got so sick of myself that the fact that I was not only spending money and time planning, preparing to become a writer without actually writing anything, but I realized I was disappointing others too. I was like the boy that cried wolf, only it was the girl that cried writing a book. I hated that part the most. And then one day, while I was watching a videotaped masterclass featuring one of my favorite copywriters, Laura Belgray, I will link to her stuff in the show notes. She's awesome if you're looking for a copywriter. Anyway, I was watching the masterclass and I noticed on Laura's desktop that one of her tabs, she had a few other tabs open, and I was very curious about this. And I noticed one of the tabs said 750 words. Now, Laura hadn't mentioned it, didn't think she was going to be teaching about it. And it may have felt even a little sneaky, like when you visit someone's house and while you're using the bathroom, you just happen to open the medicine cabinet. Now, before you judge, I know for a fact I am not the only one who does this. And since I have not been another person's house for over a year, maybe I'm cured. Anyway, back to writing. I became curious about this 750 words thing. Like, was Laura going to talk about it? Was it important? Could I like get a sneak preview by opening up another tab and Googling 750 words while she was teaching? Well, you know I did, right? I opened another tab. I Googled the website, and this is what I found. 750 words is an app. It is the brainchild of a writer in Berkeley, California named Buster Benson. Is that the coolest name? As soon as I read that, I thought, oh my God, if I had twin boxers, I would name one Buster and one Benson. Now, I already have three dogs and that's more than enough, but I digress. Anyway, Buster Benson lives in Berkeley with his wife and two sons, and he developed this app so that he could be more consistent with his writing habit. I am telling you, if you are a writer, if you are a wannabe writer, it is brilliant. It's based on the concept of the morning pages, initially conceived of by Julia Cameron of The Artist's Way. I will also link to The Artist's Way in the show notes. Julia encourages creatives to develop a daily habit of writing 3 pages in the morning as a way of getting their creativity juices flowing and making it a daily ritual so that creativity becomes routine. So many of my clients are brilliant creatives, many of them writers. And a lot of them have this notion that you can't really create anything until the muse appears. Julia Cameron and many others, including me, say the muse will come when you lay out the welcome mat. So let me tell you more about this app. With the 750 words app, you sign up for a challenge 1 month at a time. You pledge to write 750 words or more if you like every day for that month. You also pledge how you're going to reward yourself when you keep the promise and what the consequences will be if you should miss a day. Well, I signed up shortly after my husband and I relocated from Los Angeles to Portland. I didn't know anybody in Portland, and I figured I'll have the time. What the hell? So I signed up, more or less impulsively. But if it was good enough for Laura frickin' Belgray, it was going to be good enough for me. Anyway, months went by, now many months. And I promise you, with the exception of just a handful of days, 2 of them I missed because I didn't do the writing in the morning, and I promised myself I would do it later in the day, and one thing led to another, and it just didn't happen. On one other occasion, I was totally convinced that I had done the writing, but I was mistaken. I got my days messed up. You know, some days are like that. You just, was that today? Was that yesterday? Was it in my dreams? I don't even know. Anyway, I thought I did it. I didn't do it. The next morning when I logged into the app and I saw that I'd missed a day, I was so bummed. But here's the point. I have actually written almost every single day since I joined. Now, it is a free app, but I strongly encourage anyone who wants to create a daily writing habit to make a small donation on the regular. You will be so bummed if this app goes away. So let's reward Mr. Benson, shall we? Anyway, the app notifies you in the corner of your screen the moment that you hit that magical word count. Now, when it happens, I swear I hear my dopamine delivery system kicking in and squirting out just a bit of that joy juice. It's awesome. I used to get a runner's high when I used to run back in the day, and I swear I could feel the moment it was hitting my brain. Anyway, here's my routine. Each day, I get up, I let the dogs out, I feed them, I take my meds, I make my coffee, and I go immediately to my home office. I do not open my email. I do not open my social media. I do not wander into TikTok or Clubhouse. I don't go any of those places. This part is key. It is the very first thing I do every day before anything else or anyone else gets a chance to intercept me, ambush me, hijack me, seduce me, or in any way derail my habit of 750 words. There are days I do more, but I'm going to hit that 750 number. I'll be honest, some days I just sit and stare at the screen for a while and I wait for something to happen. Sometimes it takes my brain a little bit of time. I can almost feel it's got that little wheel of death on your, you know, Stone Age computer when it would spin and spin and spin while you're waiting it to fully boot up. And most of the time, honestly, I don't have an agenda. I don't know exactly what I'm going to write about. But more days than not, like a miracle, words begin to appear on the screen. pouring out of somewhere in me that they have obviously been accumulating for a very long time. Oh, all that time I thought I was getting ready to be a writer. Yeah, turns out that the reason why the app works is because you create a habit. Once you have a habit, you don't think about it. You don't indulge in buffering. You don't distract yourself or let anyone else distract you. You just do it. That's the power of habit. No decision fatigue, no willpower. You just do it because you're in the habit of doing it. So writing first thing every morning, 7 days a week, is what I do. And at this point, it is really no big deal. Now, most of the time, I do not read what I have written. I just save the entry when I'm done. Some days it's 7:50, some days it's 17:50. But the app knows I'm still participating and my name stays on the list of writers. And every once in a while, I move up a level because you get rewarded for consistency over time. And as you continue to write consistently, you realize, I don't want to break the chain. I may be tired. I may be busy. I may have other things I need to do. Maybe I didn't sleep well. Maybe I forgot my meds. But you don't want to break the chain, so you just keep going. Many days, it really honestly feels effortless. I don't struggle anymore. I just do it. And I feel accountable to the other people who are also writing on the 750 Words app. Even though I don't know them, hell, I don't even know if those names are real people. But believing that they are keeps me doing it, so I do. As it turns out, I know I'm not the only person to discover this, but all you actually need to become a writer is to frickin' write often, regularly, without reading what you wrote so your internal critic doesn't get a chance to take a pot shot at you. Editing comes later. And to have some kind of accountability, it really helps so damn much. One day, after months of my habit with 750 words, I finally got curious and thought, I should print this stuff out and see what I've got here. I mean, at that point, I knew I was going to be starting a podcast and wondered whether if any of my entries could be used as a starter for a podcast episode. I gave my flash drive to my husband because he has a printer in his home office and I don't. And I thought, oh, maybe it's 75, 80 pages. After a while, he called me on my mobile and said, come up and get this. And I thought, uh-oh, what happened? I had written over 350 single space typed pages. I had no idea. Why? How did this happen? Am I a unicorn? Am I a goddess? No, I assure you, I am not. It's all because I made a daily writing habit. And I stopped planning to write, preparing to write, reading books about writing, taking classes and courses and paying writing coaches. I finally just sat my ass down and wrote every damn day. Now, 350 pages are probably well enough material for a book. It definitely helped me get my podcast started because I thought, hey, if I can write every day, I can speak. But even though most of what I've written needs editing and not all those pages are good, that's part of the deal because I did it. I really, really did it. And I am so excited and so proud of myself that I just want to keep going. I write regularly and I even wrote the day after printing out those 350 pages. I could have rewarded myself by taking a break. I did not trust myself to take a break. I think we all know how difficult it is to develop consistency in anything. And once you have, you don't want to mess with that. So I am going to stick with it. I think of it like inertia. And in fact, I call it ADD inertia. You know, a body at rest remains at rest until an outside force acts upon it. But the opposite is also inertia. A body in motion remains in motion until an outside force acts upon it. So I want to remain in motion, and I am not going to be that outside force. So you may not be a writer. And if you aren't, thank you for sticking with me this long, because I think, I hope that you can recognize this applies to anything. Maybe you have a book you want to write. Maybe you have a podcast or a blog or a YouTube channel. You know, our last episode was a couple episodes ago, was with Jen Liddy on content creation. If you haven't heard that one and you are someone who wants to create any of those things and be consistent, you have to listen to Eliminating the Content Creation Frustration with Jen Liddy. But there's got to be something that you have been talking about, thinking about, dreaming about, planning for, and maybe spending a lot of time, money, energy, and effort, but you're not doing the one thing, you know, the thing that will actually make a difference. So I figured out, okay, what if it's not writing? What if it's something else? What if it's remodeling your kitchen? What if it's getting in shape? What if it's making new friends in your new city? Whatever it is that you are not doing, this is what I came down to. Number one, make a commitment. You know, in all my years of saying I was going to write a book, and all the time and money I spent, air quotes, getting ready to do so, I don't remember actually making a solid commitment to do it. I think I was just too wishy-washy for my brain to take myself seriously. And if that's the case with you, it's not going to happen until you commit. Two, break it down. You know, whenever you have a great, big, hairy, audacious goal, task, or project, like writing a book, you got to break it down into manageable chunks to take the fear factor out. 750 words? That was manageable. I didn't want to think about the pages. I didn't want to think about any of that. And as it turns out, it works when you break it down. There's a productivity technique called Eat the Frog that's based on this same thing. I will reference that in the show notes too. Next, find the sweet spot. For me, that 750 words was both big enough to feel like I could make real progress on a daily basis, but also small enough that it really didn't trigger resistance to doing it. Next, do it first. I made sure that I prioritized my writing by making it the very first thing I did each day. This, for me, was the only way that I could battle my procrastination habit, my overthinking, my forgetfulness, my distractibility, my tendency to overcommit, overdo, overextend. You get the drill. Anyway, by making it happen first, I eliminated most, if not all, of the obstacles that would have gotten in my way. Next, one of the reasons why the 750-word app works so well is because it leverages peer pressure. It is amazing how much human beings care about what other human beings are doing and what their opinions of them might be. Now, even though I didn't know any of the people also using that app, or if they were even real people, as I've said, it didn't matter. I chose to believe they were. I chose to believe if all these people are writing, I am not going to be the slacker. I am not going to be the loser. I am not going to be the one who drops out. If they can do it, I can do it. It worked like a charm. So leverage peer pressure. And lastly, one day at a time. You know, there's a reason why AA, the world-renowned organization that has literally helped millions of people get and stay sober, works so well for so many. Because of their world-famous slogan, one day at a time. I did not think about the number of pages. I did not think about how long it would take. I didn't think about whether the eventual book would be good enough or anything other than this. Each time I sat down and opened the app, I thought, I just need to get to 750. And because I had done it so many times already, I knew that I could. And because there were all those other people using the app, I knew it wasn't just me. It was a very doable, very realistic, and in fact, very sustainable habit that I could create one day at a time. When I missed a day, which did happen a lot less often than you might think, I didn't go into catastrophic thinking. I didn't get all dramatic with myself and say, I've ruined my habit. I broke the chain. I literally said, okay, I missed a day. I'll start fresh tomorrow. Now, I have some rejection sensitivity issues, like many people with ADHD, and that includes rejecting myself. It goes hand in hand with the whole perfectionism thing, which we will talk about in another podcast episode. But bottom line is, I just let it go, forgave myself, and started again the next day. You know, it's brought so many things to heart now that I've learned this. Like, example, I can't tell you how many productivity books I've read, dozens, maybe even 100. And I would read them and learn them and think, ooh, this is a good one. I bet this works really well. But just like the only way to become a writer is to write, the only way to actually become more productive is to use the techniques that you learn, whether you are reading them in a book, listening to a productivity podcast, or working with a coach. Learning is awesome, but it's nowhere near as awesome as doing. So, to conclude, ask yourself, what have I been holding off on? What is the one thing that I will feel so proud to have done, and I just need to create a habit that will get me to do it? You know the thing. I hope this has been inspiring to you. I hope that you use this to recognize that maybe it's not all bad with the pandemic. Maybe quieter, slower pace of life right now is giving you the white space you need to take that one thing, put it on your list, migrate it up to the top, and just do it. You know, Nike really had a great idea with that slogan. So consider this permission from me. And if you do use this to start creating a writing habit, please DM me on Instagram. I would so love to congratulate you and cheer you on. That's all. I'll see you here next week.
Hey, it's Diane. Can I be honest with you? At the beginning of each new year, I always told myself, this is the year I'm going to get my habits dialed in. This is the year I'm going to be crystal clear about my goals and I'm going to crush them. This is the year I'm going to get my shit together on every level and I'm going to do it all by myself. Been there, done that, got a whole stack of t-shirts. But you know, it wasn't until I started working with my own coach that I realized what a difference it makes to have guidance, support, and accountability from someone who's not only like-minded, but like-brained. Yeah, I'm talking about another driven woman, entrepreneur, who also has ADHD and has got it going on. I have two openings in my signature one-on-one 12-week coaching program, and one of them might have your name on it. There's a link to a free consult with me in the show notes if you think this might be the year that you really get serious and go all in on an ADHD-friendly business and life. While you're thinking about that, have a listen to what one of my client's success stories has to say about the difference it made to work with me.
It's funny because at first I said I would never own my own practice. And now I own my own practice. And I would say, I'm never going to take it any more than just treating patients. Now I'm thinking about how can I start my own
institute. You
know, yeah, exactly. Even like training other therapists, having a certification with my name that I am, you know, I haven't thought of the name yet, but I'm certified in this technique or whatever the case may be. And really just helping other therapists help their patients the way I help mine.
You- You've been listening to the Driven Woman Podcast with Diane Wingert. Want more straight talk and strategy each week that will take you from spinning to winning? Don't forget to hit subscribe in your podcast player so you won't miss a single episode. Then head on over to the Driven Woman free and private Facebook group community. See you there.